Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's put some sentences together.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
8, 7, 6, 5.
Welcome to another edition of the Hashtag Miranda Show. I am your host, the Twitterless heroine herself, ring announcer to the stars, Miss Fancy Pants, the most professional podcaster, the pop punk princess, and most importantly, the queen of soft style, million dollar Miranda Morales, here with you for this week's edition of the Hashtag Miranda Show, which you can find and which we are a proud part of the ChairShot Radio Network, which you can find on thechairshot.com.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Damn right, even though I got my words out of order, that's totally fine. Because literally I started the show with saying, let's just say some fucking words. And here we are. So here I am. But I am not here alone. Yes, you know that there's the man behind the button bar. He is the kingpin of thechairshot.com. The unstoppable one. The king of shit takes. My co-host, the Reverend Greg DeMarco.
Fucking nerd.
I'm just trying to figure out what I wanted to play. Like it's just it's already gonna be one of those.
Yes. We've already been talking mad shit for like 30 minutes already, which usually happens in these. If we were to press record way ahead of time, it'd be a very different podcast. But either way, we have started this show. We are rolling. And this week, I'm excited to do something a little bit different. I had an assignment for Greg DeMarco, and I made him watch something, which I won't even reveal yet. I made him watch something, and we're going to talk about that something. What you may think that something is, I don't know. Because who knows if you know what I know that Greg knows is that something.
I know.
But you know, well, because I told you.
Yes.
Because you had to. Yes.
And I did. I did. And you did. Do what, yes, I had to do.
Yes. I did. You did what you had to do.
Do I still have that soundbite? Or is that one that got lost in the... Nope, the Law and Order one's not there.
Oh.
I'll get it back. Shut up.
And even Of course, the hashtag Miranda writes, but that's fine. Shut your damn
Dave,
mouth.
It's me, Dave.
I don't have the shut your damn mouth. I think the Rock one was lost too, in the losing of the different sound bites. I think that was.
What are we even fucking doing here then? Cancel the whole goddamn thing. Cancel it. Shut her down. Put it in the vault. Done.
You know your damn role and shut your damn mouth.
You happy?
Oh, good. Thank you. I feel better.
Think it's better now?
Yeah, it's better. We're going to get into this week's mystery topic soon. But before we get into that, you know, we got to do our plug for IZW Impact Zone Wrestling presents Monster coming up very soon, almost less than a month away. We recorded this on January 17th of the year of 2023. Well, and IZW Monster is coming Saturday, February 25th. Very, very soon of 2023 at the Horny Toad in Glendale, Arizona. Tickets are still available at IZWWrestling.com. You can also follow IZW at IZW Wrestling AZ on social media. And I don't know if there's still a special, but I did see earlier this week there was a ticket sale special. Where you could get $5 off your ticket price. I don't know if that special is still
It is there. Good for the week.
Ooh, okay. I see you. So, it's yes, you could save $5 on second row VIP tickets for Monster. You can use the promo code Facebook5 when you purchase your tickets. Again, Facebook5. Also, there is an Eventbrite link that you can get that directly connects you to that promo code. But $5 off second row VIP for Monster.
Come and get it.
Come and get it.
It's going to be fun. Biggest show of the year. Not biggest show of the year. They're all big. But, you know, sets the tone. We've got so much planned. Like, it's so hard to not. Like it, as you talk about all the time, right? It leads to so much more. It's a great night. It's a fun night. It's a blast, as it always is. And it sets so much up. And so much planning goes into it. It's, you know, Miranda and I were talking off air about an event I was at this weekend, which also featured a Rumble. And it was weird because I don't know if I should say this out loud, but I will. I went there with, one of the reasons we were there was like, oh, let's see if we can pick anything up, kind of learn anything. And I didn't. Like, it's just
spoiler alert.
I didn't. All I did was reinforce our process. And
so maybe
and
you did pick something up. Maybe pick up on you.
I mean, from a creative standpoint, I didn't. There are some other
it
things.
It was always in you, Greg. That's the true lesson of the story.
It's always there.
It's
just that, you know, we always joke about, you're damn good at this kind of thing. But then you go something like that and you're like, kind of am good at this shit. That's why people come. So that's good. You're so vain. Got that one still.
Yeah, that one, of course.
Oh, I have the short one, though. I just tried to play the long one and it gave me the error message. So, yeah.
You're welcome.
Hair, fixing my hair that's Fix been in hair. A bun for 3 days.
This is such good shit.
This is good podcasting, right? This is classic.
This is fantastic. This is the best.
You know what? Listen, just, I'm gonna produce real quick. All right, listen.
Okay.
February 25th, the Horny Toad. Just come to the show, buy a ticket. You've got options for food and drink. It's a blast. We have a lot of fun. We got Sin Bodhi for the first time in IZW. We're going to continue to bring in some stars like that. We got great merch available. We got this is the first time we've ever had t-shirts available at an IZW event.
Oh my God.
Right? We're going to have t-shirts. Yeah, I know, right? We're going to have t-shirts available there live in person for people to pick up. So come be a part of that as well. Like, who would have thought that we'd have t-shirts? Two different t-shirts, by the way, including a monster t-shirt. So, yeah.
Oh, damn.
You just got to come be a part of it all. But, I mean, that's you're not coming for the t-shirts, right? You can come and get a t-shirt, but you're coming for the action. We got a huge championship match between Thugnificent, who will have crossed the two-year mark as the IZW World Heavyweight Championship when we get to February 25th, against Gino Rivera, one-on-one for that championship. Two of the most popular wrestlers in all of IZW, which is really funny because with their first appearances for the company, they weren't. They were the bad guys.
How have times changed?
Times have definitely changed. EJ Sparks versus Evan, main event Daniels in your VIP main event. That's why you want to get the second row VIP.
Yes, much more. Big stakes at hand for that match. Mm-hmm. Winner enters Monster last.
That's right. Last person to go in. So that reason and so many other reasons why you need to be there. So get on out there. IZW, February 25th, Horny Toad, IZWWrestling.com, at IZW Wrestling AZ for tickets. It's fun for everybody. It's a show that everybody can come out, enjoy, have a good time. Weather will be great. It'll be a blast. So come out, enjoy it. See the things we do that are new. See the things we change. See the things that are going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun and so much more. So again, carry yourself, bring a friend, have some fun. February 25th, Horny Toad. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one.
Just for the rest of this week, $5 off second row VIP tickets using the promo code Facebook5. You might as well. Now, Greg, I could tell you what you could actually do with that extra $5 that you save off of your second row VIP tickets for IZW Monster. But in order to do that, I'm going to need a little bit of your help.
Okay.
Go ahead, do me a favor, and wind it up.
It's time!
Yeah, damn right. It is time for you to go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to pick up your very own IZW and chairshot.com t-shirts all in one convenient place. When you go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, you're going to find a ton of t-shirt designs, including multiple IZW t-shirts like the Arizona's Best, the IZW NWA, the IZW NWO, the IZW Arizona's Best, just a huge variety of IZW t-shirts. So if you want to purchase your shirt now so that you can wear it at Monster, go ahead and go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Also, while you're there, you're going to find a ton of t-shirts that do support and are part of thechairshot.com. Like always, use your head t-shirts, hashtag journalism, which we'll get into later. And of course, your favorites like the hashtag Queen of Soft Style shirt and Everybody Hates Greg. That and so much more at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. T-shirts start at $19.99. You can customize them with different colors. And of course, order any t-shirt in soft style. So go ahead, look good and feel good by going to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to pick up your IZW and Chairshot t-shirts today. That is prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code Chairshot. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code Chairshot to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you really fucking with me right now? Are you fucking with me?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop,
or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick. I don't know what else to say. Sick. This
wild card, bitches!
Why not? Literally, why not?
This is the rails. We're over here. Off of them.
Oh, totally off. Totally off.
That's still going to be the fully evolved Pokemon version of our podcasting, is when we finally develop a show called Off the Rails and just do what you say.
Let's go.
Press record and go.
And just say some shit. Say some words. Say some fucking words. So, okay, this week's show, we're going in a completely different direction. I know everyone's talking about all the madness that's happening in the world of professional wrestling. I mean, hell, we talked about it last week about, you know, literally news was breaking as we were talking about what is happening with WWE. We know now, since then, a lot of shit has changed. We don't know what's true. We don't really know what's happening. Big moves are still being made, but in finality, we really do not know what's happening with WWE. So I don't really want to focus too much on that. I want to go in a completely different direction. So this past weekend, I did something I actually normally do on the weekends and catch up with one of my favorite TV shows. In this week's episode, I said, you know what? I want to have Greg watch this. So I reached out to Greg and told him, Greg, I want you to watch this week's episode of Young Rock. And we're going to talk about it. And that's what we're going to do. So a show I haven't talked about at all is Young Rock. But I have gone through and watched all 3 seasons of Young Rock on Peacock since I happen to have it. And for anyone who isn't aware, which you should be, of Young Rock, highlights the different chapters and phases of Young Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, in 3 kind of main phases of his life. His childhood, his teenage years, and his early professional years in wrestling. And so it highlights, you know, his all these different stories with his family in the world of wrestling, with the context of originally in season one, him running for president of the United States for seasons one and two. In season three is kind of the aftermath of him losing the bid for presidency, but now becoming this ambassador for this make-believe country. So it doesn't really matter. The point is that wrestling is these wrestling stories are kind of framed as like learning life lessons, which God only knows if you would have told me that, you know, at 10 years old, that I would be watching a comedy on NBC that is based on professional wrestling. It would be crazy. I would say you'd be insane. But this week's episode of Young Rock really hit me for a multitude of reasons. So this week's episode, season three, episode eight, titled Going Heavy, when Rock talks about the road to SummerSlam 1998 and talks about really the theme about going with your gut, and also what happens when you're dealt with, you know, maybe people that you think are trustworthy, people who have your back but don't. So before we get into kind of these main points of the story of this week's episode of Young Rock, I'm interested in your thoughts. Have you ever watched Young Rock before, Greg?
I have seen one episode of Young Rock, and that's this one.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Sick. That's I'm so glad I could introduce you to the show. So the main reason, I guess I'll just jump into it, because the main reason why I really wanted to talk about it, well, multiple reasons, actually. So, and I don't even really know where to start, because there's two big aspects about it that to me are hilarious. So I'm going to just start with the concept of suspension of disbelief. So one of the things, so I was watching this with my husband, the beautiful and lovely Dom Vitale. And with that, anybody knows my husband is, you know, knows that he is very much ingrained in wrestling history. But one thing we started to notice within this season of Young Rock is how sometimes the timeline of what is being presented is a little off, or things that are presented, just don't, in the grand scheme of things, actually line up with time frames that it actually existed. So the beginning of the show talks about how Rock worked with Brian Gerwitz, who is a writer for Young Rock when he used to be a writer for WWE, and working with him on putting together a promo that he cut for Triple H. And it was the famous promo about how he mocked how Triple H sound. He talked about how this happened in leading up to SummerSlam 98. But the first thing me and my husband talk about is, well, that didn't happen in that order. So we were already not being able to suspend disbelief in order to follow this flow. So is that something, too, that you noticed, Greg, as you were going through this episode, things not happening out of order?
I noticed it, but it was, how can I best put this, the least of my concerns.
What? That's the least of your concerns. That was my first.
The least of my concerns.
Oh, so you have more concerns.
Oh my God.
So many concerns. Okay.
I'm just waiting. Okay. To shock you and shock everybody.
Shocking. Okay. So yeah, so they talked about how that promo happened on the road to SummerSlam 98, which really then that happened in 99.
Right.
And then also talked about Rock doing other types of promos where they showed kind of an example of Rock doing the Rock concert, which we know didn't happen until the 2000s. So there was these Rocky promos that they tried to show that were happening leading up to SummerSlam 98 that did not happen in that order. And granted, they did it to prove a point of Rocky getting out of that, you know, comfort zone or doing things different. But also, the sideburn situation was all over the place. Let's talk about that, because he had long sideburns for most of that time. But by the time he did that Triple H, you know, making fun of Triple H's voice, he had shorter sideburns. So the sideburn situation was all out of whack.
This is true. This is very true.
This is why being a wrestling fan is so stupid sometimes, because I could not sit and enjoy a half hour comedy about one of the most famous wrestlers of all time, because I'm just sitting there thinking, timeline is off. This does not make any sense. Whereas everyday fans don't know and don't care, because it's part of a bigger story. And that's also just the problem with wrestling fans. We overthink things too much. And it got to the point where that I can't even suspend disbelief of things that aren't real.
Again, I don't want to bury the...
You don't want to bury the lead.
It's going to be the lead, yeah.
Okay. Well, so the other thing that really caught my interest in this episode, which also got the internet buzzing a little bit, is when Rock introduced he was explaining to the Prime Minister character of all the big names that were, in the company in 1998. He talked about, the Undertaker, Mankind, Stone Cold. And he talked about this guy. He brought up the name of someone who, for wrestling fans, made no sense. He said Chad Frost. Thinking Chad Frost. And granted, the Prime Minister in the show is an avid wrestling fan. So she, just like me, just like everybody else who's a wrestling fan, said, who the hell is Chad Frost? That's right. Not a person. That's not a person. It kind of provides a little context of, like, we'll get to that person in a minute. But talked about how Chad Frost was a big part of the company. They got injured on the road to SummerSlam. And so Vince talked about everyone having to pick up the slack and, help out while that Chad Frost is injured. Later on, we find out that Chad Frost was someone who went to Vince McMahon to pretty much talk shit about The Rock. Someone that thought The Rock thought had his best interest in mind or would support him actually went to Vince to talk shit. So then we find out Chad Frost is not a real person. Chad Frost is a pseudonym, or it is a name for someone who's an actual wrestler that The Rock said, fuck you, I'm not even going to mention you in my show.
Yep.
So what was your first thought when you saw that, because I gave no context to Chad Frost in our conversation. I said, just watch the episode.
Right. Once there was that whole, who the hell is Chad Frost? Like, I don't understand who Chad Frost is. The injury, having to go away for a little bit, somewhat gave it away. Although there's timeline issues there too, if you want to talk about timeline issues. But once Chad Frost was in Vince's office burying The Rock, it was like, okay, I think we all know who Chad Frost is at this point, right? I think we all understand what we're getting at. I think we all know what's going on with the Chad Frost situation. I'm still surprised that the Rock wouldn't put Chad Frost in his show. And when I say Chad Frost, I just mean being the real person, because it seems weird to here we are in whenever this was made, 2021, 2022, whenever this episode was filmed, that we can't feature.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks. The drive should go wild. I've got the mood. That really move them. I said chill. Up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy.
Chad Frost.
I'm not your boy toy.
It's just, dude, like I don't understand. Like, just say it's Shawn Michaels. Like what's going on?
Maybe he doesn't want to. It's his own damn show. If he doesn't want to mention Shawn Michaels and give him the time of day. Now, I am surprised, too, because The Rock, out of a lot of people, and I don't know how much this is entertainment or show business, but has seemingly been open about tiffs and things that he's had in the past, people he didn't agree with, and coming out the other side. Shawn Michaels, though, is like the one that, like, he's like still.
You would think The Rock would appreciate Shawn Michaels' turnaround as a human being. You would think. But here we are. Apparently, he doesn't.
Apparently. And even the president, the way that he portrays Triple H, I mean, Triple H in the show is a bit, you know, Hunter Hearst Helmsley and a little bit Paul Levesque, you know, like understanding that they had, you know, yeah. this rivalry. And a lot of it feels like they pushed Triple H, the character, as who he is behind the scene.
Right.
But I think with the understanding of how competitive things were between him, The Rock, and Triple H at that time, both really vying for that top spot. So they eventually come to an understanding, and that's what a lot of that show leads to when they go through that ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship in SummerSlam 98. I personally think Senko best ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship of all time. That's just, you know, just the fact, but still amazing where they learn how to trust and work with each other, and Rock really learning, you know, the difference between getting over, you know, going over and getting over, and putting yourself over versus, you know, working with your partner, you know, your whoever you're in the ring, and getting both of yourselves over. Did confirm though that the tights that Triple H wore, God, were just in the show. Gosh, a terrible replication. Like, that's also another thing about the show, that they have some people who are spot on when it comes to the looks, and others who are hair, like, no, you're just like, you pick that person to be like, they look nothing like that. But somehow, I have to suspend my disbelief with a terrible cosplay sometimes of, like, you know, terrible Dusty Rhodes. I didn't even realize last they had an episode with Ric Flair that, like, looks nothing like Ric Flair. And I'm just saying.
Pat Patterson doesn't even have the right accent. Like, it's just.
I do appreciate the Pat Patterson character. It is not the right accent, but I feel like he is the vibe of Pat Patterson. It's a vibe.
From what I saw in this episode, yeah. I would say
same thing with Vince McMahon. Like, it's a vibe. Like, I get the vibe that they're going for. The execution of some of these people, not very well. Also, they didn't do justice to Luke Hawks. Like, he's doing a great job as Stone Cold, but obviously a size difference.
Yes.
Where if they just do different camera angles,
We've seen like midget wrestling with midget Stone Cold. Like, that is what I feel like. Like, Luke Hawks is not a midget, but like, that's what he looks like. Like, it's compared to everybody else. And like,
okay. So So that was all the little buzz around the internet. You know, I went on Reddit just to confirm my suspicion, because the other thing too, if you haven't seen the episode, Chad Frost looks nothing like Shawn Michaels. Like, different skin tone. Like, they really threw you for a loop.
Different skin tone. He's black. Shawn Michaels is white. Yeah.
That's why I think there was a minute where part of me thought, is this Ahmed Johnson? Like, is he trying to, like, did he? It just was a completely different person. And I think, and it was done on purpose to either throw fans off or to truly tell Shawn Michaels, I'm not giving you the time of day on my fucking show. And so, you know, give me your hot takes. I know you have a lot that you wanted to talk about this episode. And
where
I feel like I'm not
begin?
Getting, we have very different things about what's getting us heated about this episode.
Where to begin? I know exactly where I want to begin.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This show is awful. This show is god awful and terrible.
That's so
and
mean.
No, it's not mean. It's accurate. This show is horrible. Like, it's literally like a freaking Dwayne Johnson, Rocky Maivia, Rock Wankfest. Like, my goodness. Like, it's literally the world according to Dwayne. Like, it's like he does the Nation promo, right? And then he goes backstage and Farouk is like, I've never heard a crowd pop like that. Then he does the promo with Triple H. Triple H is all mad about it because he you know, talked about him and he went heavy on time. And of course, in the end, Dwayne was right. Dwayne won everybody over. Dwayne even helped the prime minister name a mountain. Like, yeah. It was just...
Are you worried as a wrestling promoter that now everyone's going to go over on their time because they saw you and Rock be like, but Rock said, if you go with your gut, you're going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, the Rock's not the one giving you this envelope. Okay. God, I hope not. It's just like, and like you said, the wrestlers, like is it supposed to be a documentary? Is it supposed to be a sitcom? Is it like, this show doesn't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It's, and it looks like an 80s sitcom with like the wrestling scenes. Like, oh my goodness. Like it doesn't even look, it just like nowadays, if they did something at Madison Square Garden, it would look like Madison Square Garden. Like, it's
that's
just
true. So, maybe it's a tight budget because The Rock needs all that money. But also, I think that's what adds to the
campiness. I mean, it is called $7 Productions, and so I guess that's the budget.
There's the campiness to it that...
But The Rock doesn't do campiness like that in anything else he produces. Everything else he produces is highly produced and upscale and all of that. And yet Young Rock is like this garbage of a show. Like, it is so bad. And I've only seen one episode.
Bad.
It's that bad. I'm probably being nice. And then you drop in Chad Frost, who looks like today. Chad, like he looks like somebody you'd see walking around on the streets today. Like the way he dresses, the way he acts, the way everything. Like it's
it was not 1998. He's not
He's not 1998 at all. And this guy walks in and I'm like, they just showed me that these are actors playing a modern day version of this thing that happened 20 some years ago. Like, it's just completely disconnected, completely everything. Like, I watched this and as soon as it started and The Rock was at the prime, I was just like, what are we even doing here? And like, I had to watch, obviously, because I haven't been following along. Then we get to the wrestling scenes and then like Triple H and The Rock are on the floor and Triple H is like, you got color? Like, you went with... I'm just like,
oh yes, that was also
and the referee leaning in. Great job, guys. Let's go home. Like, what is this? Like, this is...
Yeah, shout out to Marty Elias for that spot. Saw that. You could also say on Lucha Underground there too. But
like, what? Lucha Underground was better than this. Like, this is just...
Lucha Underground was a masterpiece. Let's not. Apples and oranges.
We need the Saudis to buy WWE so we can say we're not going to cover it and cover Lucha Underground for a year. Because you know I want to do that. And I'm not being facetious. I do want
to
do that.
I know you do. You do. I haven't gotten around to watching it, all the shows in order.
You just got to watch one a week. But it's just. I don't know. I'm watching this show. Maybe I got to go back and start at the beginning. But at this point, why would I do that?
No, you this don't have to. Show you can just start at is... you just start at the beginning of season three. It gets all ridiculous. In general, the timelines in this, and maybe I didn't notice it as much as in season one and season two, but the timelines start to get wonky. There's things now that you're like, wait, what really happened? Because even in the episode before that, they talked about, you know, it was really based about The Rock's parents starting their own promotion, outside of Leah's promotion.
Because I was like, am I watching the right episode? Is this the one I need to be watching? Like, I went and researched, like, what date does it usually drop to make sure a new one didn't drop since you told me to watch it? Like, all of this.
You could have just asked to. You could have just double checked.
I literally did it in like right in the only window of time I had to watch it. So had you responded back 30 minutes later, I'd been like, well, now I can't watch it anyway, so it doesn't matter. So yeah, it was, I had to do some research and figure it out on my own. It's okay. I'm a big boy. I can do it. I can deal with it. But I was just like, yeah, that was funny. Like I was reading the description with The Rock's promotion or his mom's promotion and people trying to go after it and, you know, be rival. I was just, definitely revisionist history, that's for sure. And just some of the things like, and of course, and The Rock always comes out, you know, smelling like $1 million. And the thing about the timeline is hilarious because Brian Gewirtz was there for this stuff. Like he knows what was going on. But it's like, you almost have to put the disclaimer, like inspired by true events. Like,
Based it's not off true of.
And but it's just so weird. Like, why would The Rock rewrite history in his own TV show? Like,
I mean, because he's The Rock. I guess
it's not a good look for Dwayne. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, like, but that's also the thing too. Like, who only cares? Wrestling fans care, and that's a whole conversation that we talk about countless times. About sometimes you just have to enjoy, you know, just be entertained. And if you think too much about it, if you try to add logic to an illogical situation or whatever it may be, you're not going to enjoy it. And I think that was what really the first time I got so ingrained in the time. And again, this was my timeline. You know, a lot of stuff that they've done before, especially in the territory days, is not my timeline. But 98 is my timeline. So there's things that I could recognize like that felt out of order. But that's me. Me and you and my husband, like, we're the only, you know, on top of all the wrestling fans who watch this, the only people who give a shit. Everybody else who enjoys it, watches it every Friday night, we're probably entertained. And they probably got the moral of the story, you know, trusting your gut and watching out for others. Or I don't fucking know actually what the moral of the story was, to be honest, other than like,
I think it was supposed to be go with your gut because.
Yeah, don't give people the right to name mountains. I don't know. Like, is that the moral of the story?
And then the whole thing where he went too long on his match, Vince was like, I loved it. It's like, oh my God. Like, it really, this one episode made it come off as Dwayne can do no wrong. Like, that's how this one episode made it come off.
Oh, so you'll love all the rest of these seasons.
Because that's what they all are, right? Like,
that's all it is.
It's a big, giant Dwayne Johnson could have been like a better propaganda show. Is what it is.
That could have been a better title than Young Rock, to be honest. Like, that sounds way like Life According to Dwayne, because that this really is
like, could
that.
You imagine what it's like if Triple H watches this show, or Shawn Michaels watches this show, or Farouk, or anybody? They got to be like, my God, this is so bad. Like, it's just, and it's not for them, it's not for us, it's not for
it's
me,
not for I them, exactly. Going back to at the end of the day, who is this for, you know. Speaking of who, you know, I sorely, and I said this, if we don't ever get a reference of this, if Shawn Michaels never acknowledges this on an NXT or a tweet or whatever, what are we doing this for? Like, now the ball is in Shawn Michaels' court to be like, I see you. I'm good. I'm over it. I'm here living my best life. You know, fine. Fuck it. I'll be Chad Frost. I'll be your Chad Frost. I'll be, you know, whoever you don't want me. That's fine. I'm good. I found Jesus has forgiven me. I don't need your forgiveness, Rock.
Like, if there's, I appreciate what you're saying. I don't want Shawn Michaels to talk about it. I don't want Shawn Michaels to tweet about it. I don't want any of that. I want whatever trademark issue needs to be worked out, and I want sometime before the end of the year, the NXT debut of a wrestler named Chad Frost. That's what I need. And not only do I need the NXT debut of wrestler named Chad Frost, I need him to be good, and I need him to become a superstar. I need him to become a WrestleMania main eventer.
We need Chad Frost to be 90s Shawn Michaels, period.
Yes, and I need him to ascend to the level of Seth Rollins. Like, that's what I need. He needs to become a megastar so that he can
this
always
needs to
be
happen out
Chad
of
Frost.
Spite. So much spite. That would be, that's genius. And that's the rub. And that's
like whoever you got in the pipeline, next time you're out there recruiting, like I'm just gonna go crazy, right? I'm just gonna go crazy because I like the guy. A lot of people like the guy. He's been down there for a tryout. It's not a secret. It's been he's been in the videos or whatever. Look, Shawn Michaels, sign. There's a guy out in the West Coast who could come in tomorrow and be Chad Frost. Okay. His name is Jordan Cruz.
Oh my God, Jordan Cruz. I love Jordan Cruz.
Push him to the moon as Chad Frost. He will be a megastar.
So great, dude.
Great talent. Great look. In shape. Everything you could possibly need. You could strap the rocket to him as Chad Frost.
Mm-hmm. He could be the 98 Shawn Michaels that we need now here in 2023.
Spoiler alert for you IZW fans. You'll see him again soon. But because we have to do this with wrestling fans, thanks to Sasha Banks or whatever, he will not be a monster. So don't think he's going to be a monster surprise. He's not.
We can't even enjoy these things. Everything has to be an asterisk.
Greg books things a year in advance sometimes.
So
it happens.
Complicated, though. And I see exactly what you mean, because it's truly as really in history, we always hear about stories being rewritten. You know, wrestling is very much an oral, it's a storytelling business. It's a storytelling tradition. And we've heard people tell stories. But it wasn't until shows like Dark Side of the Ring, Tales of the Territory, even now Young Rock, where we are now seeing those stories be acted out. And those other, you know, maybe those Vice shows are definitely on the darker side, you know, and always go into that deeper. And on the flip side, you have Young Rock trying to go for the comedy in. And, you know, also the narrative is controlled a lot differently. You know, Dark Side of the Ring, Tales of the Territory are very much, you know, guided through a variety of stories. But Young Rock is just literally the Rock's version of the story, and that's what you get. So it does look and feel different when you have history being laid out in front of you, recreated, and you can say, wait, that's not how it happens.
Sometimes you're wrong on accident. Sometimes you're wrong on purpose. This is wrong. He knows better. Does he know better, though?
Like, I don't know if he knows better.
I don't know. Sometimes you say lies so many times they become a truth in your brain. So that's possible. But like Brian Gewirtz was there. And you talk about there's an oral history or whatever. Okay. The actual history of all this stuff lives on the same app as the show. It's all right there on Peacock.
Especially that app when he talks about, like, oh, you sound constipated. When he voiced that, I was like, he didn't even say that line. Barry the King Lawler said it. I looked it up on YouTube. Like, that's not how it went.
You didn't have to look it up on YouTube. You could have just, in the same app, looked it up on Peacock because the entire history of WWE from WrestleMania 1 on is there on Peacock. Like, it's just insane of everything. It's so bad, Miranda. Halfway through, I'm like, why did she make me watch this? Like, and that's why we were joking about the show. And I'm like, okay, so if she thinks we're going to have the same opinion, obviously she thinks this thing's awful. Then you're talking about it, and I'm just like, no, she doesn't think this is awful. But she likes stupid stuff, so I get it. Okay.
But I love stupid stuff, and that is always my Achilles heel. You know I love stupid stuff.
I do. I do. Of course I do.
Do I acknowledge that it's stupid? Absolutely. But I love stupid shit. I will always love stupid shit.
There's a level to it.
This is such good shit.
You ever heard the phrase there's levels to this shit? You need to adjust it. There's levels to this stupid shit. Because there really is.
There is levels to this stupid
this
shit.
This is a I level often love, not achieved.
I just love to love stupid shit. Like, I just love most levels of stupid shit.
This is a level rarely achieved by anybody.
I also think because it's in a 30 bite size increment, like if it was any longer, I would.
Yeah, dude, this episode was 21 minutes long. It was great.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine. It's honestly, I've also been on this trip with Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's stupid good.
That's good. That's stupid good. Yes.
That's stupid good. So I've been in this kind of comedy. So I would say I've probably been more blinded by Brooklyn Nine-Nine and being on this like euphoric high of comedy where I think most things are funnier than they are. I also think most things are funnier than they are because I have a stupid sense of humor. But
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is as funny as you think it is.
Oh, yes.
Because Andy Sandberg is funny, and he's trying to be funny. Good. Dwayne is not trying to be funny. Dwayne is trying to recount how amazing and wonderful he is and how he got Triple H to buy into him, which I don't think that aspect is true either at that point in time. But it's just, yeah. And Shawn Michaels / Chad Frost never went and told Vince individually. There were always other people there with him, including Triple H. And like,
but he didn't try to make Triple H. I mean, he had sympathy for Triple H because he went to Triple H and told Triple H, "Hey, I know you talk shit." And he said, "No, I didn't." And then when we found out he didn't, he apologized. So like, he has this soft spot for Triple H, always and forever.
Well, yeah, and I get that. Even though Triple H knew damn well who did it because he was there in real life, but
yeah,
it's just like,
he probably did talk a bit of shit too. Like
he probably did
again. Like it's sometimes it's hard to suspend the disbelief because you know the truth, but at the same time, like I guess that's not the point of the story. It's not meant for us, and that's a whole other analogy for wrestling is that sometimes it's not meant for us. It's not. It's meant for the people who don't know.
Because
and
we read the book.
That's why we can't.
We read the book, and then we went and watched the movie. And we watched the movie going, that's not how it happens in the book. Like, that's really what this is. The only difference is the book is real life. And
the book is real. And it's actually a whole series of TV shows of episodes of Raw that you could see on the network or on YouTube. You know, that's a thing. It's kind of crazy to recreate. Like, look, when you're on the History Channel and you're recreating like the Civil War, we weren't there. We don't really know.
We don't know. Yeah.
But now you recreate something that just happened 20 years ago that like we saw. You're like, oh, that's not how that happened.
And it's like if these are caricatures of people and trying to be funny, then why is there a message in the end? Like those things don't go together.
Because you need to have a message. Greg, you're a writer, you know, in any good show, you got to have a message at the end, especially a 30-minute sitcom. There's always lesson.
There's always a lesson to be learned, yes. Life in 22 minutes, absolutely. That's how it's always been. But it's, oh, God. This show's terrible. It really is. Young Rock I unfortunately cannot recommend it to anyone. I mean, you might like it. You might watch it and like it a lot more than I did. Won't be hard to do. But I was just like, what the fuck is this? Like, what is going on right now? Like, it really was.
It was everything I thought you would hope to be.
And that's the whole thing, too. It's like, especially like Brian Gewirtz is the hardest part. I'm like, you've written a book about this stuff, dude. Like literally. And then you went and forgot everything that was in your book when you wrote the script. Like, I just don't know what's going on. And it's just so, and like the locker room scene and Vince at the monitor and you going heavy. And it's just like,
it is also so weird now to see a lot of and hear a lot of those words and analogies, like, just be that nomenclature. It's just like, this is kind of strange to have that. Again, I mean, 20 plus years ago, maybe not even 20, like, you know, 30 years ago, like that was very protected. So now it's literally in the middle of a sitcom on Friday nights on NBC. We live in some strange ass times.
So this is actually on television, this show?
Yeah.
It's not just on Peacock?
No, it's on Friday nights.
I'm going to see how this thing does in the ratings. Hang on a minute. I need to see how this does because.
I mean, good enough to be in his third season.
That's true. Friday, right there. First thing that came up. Young Rock does not do well in the ratings at all.
They range meetings.
Yeah, it does not. It's green is good on the ratings chart, and Young Rock is red. So, yeah, does not do well.
I don't ever watch it on Fridays. I always watch it the next day on Saturdays on Peacock.
And literally, it runs against SmackDown. The show named after The Rock.
Wow. So The Rock has two shows on Friday nights. How many of us can say that? Nobody. I can't wait till they get to that part of history when they start.
Did better
who
than
knows.
Did better than Rampage did though. You can't compare. It's cable and network. You can't compare.
Yeah, yeah. The differences.
But okay. You know, I'm just being funny. Just being silly.
Okay, yeah. We'll get our final thoughts on this after we do this commercial break. So, Greg, let's go ahead and pay some bills.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Okay, so I think we have beaten this to death.
We talked about it longer than the episode was.
Yes, yeah. A lot of lessons, Greg. So we talked about life lessons in 22 minutes. What would you say is the life lesson from today's episode of the Hashtag Miranda Show? What did we learn today?
Don't. If it's not for you, don't worry about it. Because I'm sitting here going on and on about how terrible this show is. It's not even intended for me.
Not intended for us. Yes. Yeah. And that's okay.
It might be intended for you because you like it.
Oh, because I'm stupid. That's what I'm
like
hearing.
Stupid. You're not stupid.
I'm sorry. I'm worried. Like I'm in stupid. I'm in that combative mode. That's usually the conversation I have with my husband. Start calling each other stupid and then things get crazy. that's the wife in me being like, oh, so now you think I'm stupid. I just think it's so funny how you, and then I usually don't have to say anything else. So the combative nature in me just came out. Yeah, so sometimes things are not for you, and that's okay. You know, sometimes history can be rewritten, but try not to rewrite history that's like already online that you can like view and download.
Yeah, like you said, also, the Civil War is one thing.
Yeah, right.
The Civil War is another.
1998. But also there's some life lessons that could come out of wrestling if you look hard enough.
Absolutely.
And that's okay. You know, wrestling can bring families together and can do magical things. And sometimes it's okay to have to suspend your disbelief of suspending disbelief.
You have to suspend suspending disbelief. You're suspending your suspension of disbelief. You're unsuspending disbelief.
I'm unsuspending. No. The double negative. Here we go. Pretty much just sometimes you take, you know, 22 minutes out of your time to just sit and watch dumb stuff. And that's okay.
But even you don't fully suspend disbelief because you sit there and talk about everything that's wrong with the show.
That's exactly why I couldn't even enjoy it. I started going, literally the first thing I started Googling is, when was that promo that Rock made about making fun of Triple H's voice? And then the next thing was starting to look up who Chad Frost really is.
I didn't have to look it up at all. Like they just knew, like, okay, that's obviously Shawn Michaels. Like the moment that he was in Vince's office, I was like, okay, this is Shawn Michaels. And then Brian Gewirtz behind a plant, like leaning over. What the hell is this? He's like, I'm smaller than everybody else, and they don't always know that I'm there. Like, what the fuck are you talking about right now? Like, what is this?
You got to watch the episodes. We didn't have a lot of Downtown Bruno, but the guy who plays Downtown Bruno is adorable. And
why couldn't Downtown Bruno have just played Downtown Bruno? What's he doing?
I don't know. He doesn't really look like Downtown Bruno anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
Most of the actors on the show don't look like the people they're portraying, so it's okay.
But he's good. He's good. He's really good. You gotta watch one of Downtown Bruno.
You just made me commit to watching another episode of Young Rock.
I'm
not happy about this at all.
No.
This is not.
But this conversation was worth it.
Oh, well, the conversation was worth it.
Of course. See, then there you go. There you go. Sometime in life, all you know it's about is watching dumb shit to hang out with your friends. I'm gonna take it on that positive note to end this week's episode of the Hashtag Miranda Show. Thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on social media. You can follow me, Miranda Morales, at the Hashtag Miranda on Instagram and Facebook. You can follow Greg at GregDeMarco44 on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And of course, you could follow the Chair Shot at Chair Shot Media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Don't forget to also follow IZW Impact Zone Wrestling at IZW Wrestling AZ on social media. There, you're going to find information on talent announcements, match announcements, upcoming shows, and special coupon codes like this week's coupon code Facebook5. You can get $5 off your VIP second row tickets for Monster, which is going to be held Saturday, February 25th at the Horny Toad in Glendale, Arizona. Also, while you're online, go ahead and visit prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to get your very own Chair Shot and IZW t-shirts today. And don't forget that the Hashtag Miranda Show is a proud part of the ChairShot Radio Network, which you can find on thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
I think we've killed enough brain cells for today, Craig. So.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Are you done?
I think so.
Well, now I'm done, Greg. Now I'm done.
That might need to be a soundbite someday.
Yes.
Now I'm done, Craig. Now I'm done.
So go ahead. If you want to watch this week's episode of Young Rock, let us know your thoughts on Chad Frost or any of the messed up 1998 timeline or anything else. Or anything you else, just go ahead, reach out to us on social media. We'd love to do it. Also tell Greg more things to watch that he's going to hate, because that's going to be fun.
Don't tell me more things to watch. Tell Miranda more things to watch for me, because I'm not going to watch it unless she assigns it to me. So you out there in Twitter land, I ain't going to listen to you.
Go ahead, reach out to us. Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode. For Greg DeMarco, I am Miranda Morales. We'll catch you next time. And don't forget to always keep it soft style.
Who are you holding for again?
Need I remind you who you work for?
I've been up here above the clouds. I don't know, it's given me some perspective. I've been thinking, what if I don't work for you? What if you were actually just a little bitch? And what if this money wasn't actually yours anymore?
Are you really fucking with me right now? Are you fucking with me?
Games! Of war games! War games! War games!
Some of the baddest motherfuckers on the planet are on that plane.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.